I'm thankful for the opportunity to preach on Wednesday nights to the first through sixth graders. It's always a blessing to be with the young people. And the children in our church love God, and that's a blessing. It's an encouragement to be with them on Wednesday nights. I always look forward to it, and it is a blessing. Proverbs 11:30, let's go ahead and stand, and we're going to read this verse, and then we'll pray. Proverbs 11 and verse number 30, let's read this verse together. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to get into our first lesson on soul winning that I've entitled Ready, Set, Go. And I encourage you to pray and ask the Lord to speak to your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to have this to be in church tonight, Lord. I've already been encouraged by the singing and the prayer. And Lord, I pray that you would help me as I teach on soul winning. And I pray, God, that you would give me the words to say. I pray that something that is said tonight would be a blessing and a help and encouragement. Lord, help us to win souls this year. And help us, Lord, in this area. Lord, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen. God clearly tells us in his word that the one who wins souls is wise. So number one in your handout tonight are some words there from the verse to fill in. But God says if we win souls, then we're wise. I'm thankful for the soul winners at Faith Baptist Church at our church. I'm thankful for the ladies that go out on Tuesday morning and go into the community and knock doors and visit folks and invite folks to church, present the gospel. I'm thankful for the teenagers that go on Tuesday afternoon, each Tuesday afternoon at 3:15, and the men and ladies that go on Tuesday night. I'm thankful for those that go on Saturday morning. What a blessing. And there are those that are not able to make it to an organized soul winning time, and yet they team up with somebody and they go at a different time throughout the week. And I've watched church members be faithful soul winners. I've watched church members go soul winning when it was 60 degrees, when it was ideal conditions and the weather was great. And this winter time, I've watched church members be faithful to go soul winning when it was cold. I've watched folks go soul winning when they were on the mountaintop, when everything was going great in their life. And I've watched people go soul winning even when they were going through time periods of difficulty. And I'm thankful for the faithfulness of our church family to go soul winning. I'm thankful for the preaching that I've heard on soul winning from Pastor. I can remember a message that Pastor preached on Jesus praying for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers into the harvest, and God squeezed my heart during that message. I'm thankful for the example that Pastor has been to us in the area of soul winning. My bus calling partner on Saturday morning, Brother Steve Eicher, is a man that Pastor led to the Lord, and that's a blessing. I'm thankful for the burden that our church members have in this area. Brother Scott Williams, for a couple of years, he and I were soul winning partners, and it was fun to go soul winning with Brother Scott. Brother Scott, many times I saw him take a New Testament and go through the plan of salvation with somebody and lead somebody to the Lord. And many times he and I would get back in the car and rejoice and be excited about what the Lord did. And I've been challenged to have a burden for souls watching folks in our church. And I'm very thankful. During the spring and during the fall is when our soul winning activity is at a peak in our church, partly because of the weather and partly because of folks' schedules. And if we were to take the Tuesday morning group that goes out and the Tuesday afternoon group and the Tuesday night group and the Saturday group and then those that go at alternate times, if we were to add all those folks together during our peak time, okay, that would be around 80 soul winners. Now, that's not in the month of February, okay? We don't have 80 going out this month, I'm not going to lie. And something I want us to think about, though, there's a great need in our community for folks to go out with the gospel. There's a great need for people to hear the gospel. And right now, the population of Bourbonnais is over 19,000. Population of Bradley is over 15,000. Population of Kankakee is over 26,000. So the Tri-City has over 61,000 individuals. So if we were to take our peak number of soul winners, by the way, I thank God for everyone in the church that goes soul winning. If we were to take 80 people, setting the goal of witnessing to 61,000 people over the course of a year, each soul winner would need to witness to 763 people. And so I say tonight, without reservation, without hesitation, our community needs more soul winners. Jesus said, the harvest truly is great, and the laborers are few. And that's always true. And so as we think about this this thing of soul winning is always a great need. It's always a great need for soul winning. I was first taught how to lead a soul to Christ by Miss Tawny's dad, Brother Tim Wagonshoots. He was my youth pastor in 8th grade and 9th grade. And I remember him taking his New Testament and showing the whole youth group how to lead someone to Christ. And I'm thankful for that. And when I was first confronted with the challenge of being a soul winner, I was very nervous about it. And I realized tonight that many people in here have been going soul winning for decades, and many people in here have been going soul winning for a long time. And you may be in here tonight, and you may be brand new to soul winning. Maybe you just started going visiting, or this is something that's fairly new to you. When I first started going soul winning and first started hearing teaching on soul winning, I was very, very nervous about it. And honestly, there was a lot of unbelief. I remember as an 8th grader, you know, sitting there and listening to teaching on soul winning and thinking like, wow, you know, God wants to use me to tell someone else the gospel and for someone else to make the decision to get saved. And honestly, I really struggled with that. And I was thankful for my youth pastor and my pastor teaching me some things that really encouraged me in this area of soul winning. And one of the things that they taught me through the Word of God is that God desires to help us with the power of the Holy Spirit. Number two on the handout, Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. I'm thankful that when we go out soul winning, we don't go soul winning alone. The Holy Spirit's with us. And the Holy Spirit can give us boldness. And the Holy Spirit can work in the hearts of the lost. And when you witness and give the gospel, it's so exciting when someone is eager and they're listening and they want to get saved. And I'm thankful that God wants to help us with the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm thankful that concerning soul winning, God desires to arm us with the Word of God. Ephesians 6:17, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And our soul winners from our church, as they go out, we go out with a New Testament, amen, and we're showing people the Word of God and how they can be saved. And the Word of God is still powerful tonight. The Word of God is powerful in the hearts of the lost. You sit somebody down and begin to show them from the Bible that they're a sinner and that God loves them and that they can get saved. It's amazing the power of God's Word. And also, I want to say this. God desires to prepare us with training and a soul winning partner from our local church. In Romans 10 and verse number 15, the Bible says, and how shall they preach except they be sent? And God has designed for the local church to be the sending agency for folks to go out of a local church. I was trained in the 8th grade in soul winning. And if we had testimonies tonight, many people would say, oh, yeah, I learned about soul winning in youth group, or I learned about soul winning in a class. And church helps us prepare to go soul winning. And when a Christian begins to diligently seek after the fullness of the Spirit for the purpose of winning souls to Christ, and when a Christian begins to present the plan of salvation from the Word of God, from the New Testament, and when a Christian is plugged into their church and they're involved in their church and they're teaming up with a soul winning partner in their church, God can use that Christian to lead people to Christ. So we're not alone in this area of soul winning, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit, and our local church. And God can use us to win souls. There's great joy in leading someone to Christ. Number five on your handout. In Acts chapter 8 and verse number 5, it says, then Philip went down into the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And verse number 8 says, and there was great joy in that city. Philip was rejoicing over those that were saved. The new converts were rejoicing. There's great joy in leading someone to Christ. Within the last 3 months, I was able to visit at a home on a Tuesday night and was visiting a young couple. And I had an intention to talk to them and encourage them and, you know, try to be a blessing to them. And went into the house and they had me come into the kitchen. And all of a sudden I realized one of their relatives was there, and it was a lost relative. And so my focus changed in that visit. And I thought, you know what? I'm not going to focus on what I was originally going to focus on. I'm going to focus on this guy right here because he's lost. And they were making popcorn. They had several bowls of popcorn, and they asked me, hey, do you want some popcorn? I said, sure. We sat down and ate some popcorn, and this guy was a Green Bay Packers fan. Now, that's because he was lost, amen? So he's working on that right now. Hopefully he gets that fixed in the